was never about money for us. It was about us against the system. That system that kills the human spirit. We stand for something. To those dead souls inching along the freeways in their metal coffins, we show them that the human spirit is still alive.
I'm gonna jump or jerk
DJ
off.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 276.
The Beachcomber.
Aloha. How's everybody doing out there? I hope you guys are enjoying that beach life, brah.
Yeah, we can't afford the beach life, and yeah, man.
We can, like, in momentary glimpses, right?
Yep, that's true.
Because like, we're lucky enough to live in California, and we can pretty much go to the ocean anytime we damn well feel like it.
I don't know about that. right now, drinking a delicious Elysium Space Dust.
Nice. The Elysium is quite good.
What you got?
I got the Sierra Nevada hazy little
thing. Aww.
Like I said, it's the bottom of the barrel, man.
Yeah. That's the bottom of the barrel. We're so spoiled.
Last beer in the fridge, man.
We're so spoiled. And you made a little trek to Bodega Bay last weekend.
God's country right there, man.
It equated to 7 hours of driving in a 24-hour period, 3 hours of ocean time, and I spent $600.
Worth it.
Was it?
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
$100 dinner, $300 room, a fish market that was mediocre at best.
No?
Really? No, it was worth it. But in the last episode, we were talking about
camping out there, man.
My Porsche.
Forget getting a room.
Typically a 3 hour and 45 minute drive reduced to 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Thank you, Cayenne.
Cayenne. Panamera, baby.
Or Panamera, excuse me. Yeah.
I was going 100 for like a good probably hour.
Yeah, through like the forest.
And just fucking, nah, I was on I-5. I was just fucking, just shredding the miles. Like, like just looking for a cop. Like, like, holy shit. I just like, wow.
Yeah, but it's so easy to pin that car out.
Oh, like, yeah. That's not even fast for that, baby.
Oh, no. No. You could, like I said, you could have done like 80, 100 miles an hour through the S-turns of the forest.
Right? Oh, I went pretty fast. Anyway, good times and the beach. I love it. It's good stuff.
Hell yeah. Like I said, we went to Bodega Bay a couple episodes ago. And, yeah, man, it's like, I mean, sure, we spent more time there than you. Like, you know, we were camping and just chilling out.
Yeah, you made me go there, basically.
Bro, but you went a different route, right? Like, you went, like, the, you know, hotel and restaurant and all that shit. Like, we went the camping and, you know, cooking at the campground. And
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, there you go.
Route, right? And having a few days there, just it's like taking all the air out of the stress balloon.
Yeah, that's great.
It really is. The moment that you sit down, and I don't care if it's for 5 minutes or if it's for 3 hours or whatever it is, but you sit down in a quiet place and watch the ocean. Ain't nothing else matter in the world.
Nah, that's funny. Every time I go there, I have to get in it and like just see the wave patterns are so crazy.
Yeah, you got to touch it.
And the undertow and the weird, like, and then one's giant, one's nothing. Like, I do not understand.
The rogue wave.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all. So crazy.
Now be careful about them rogue waves, man.
That's right. Like to give a shout out, Deadliest Catch. I don't know if you've been watching.
Not in the
Nobody watches that show. I've been watching since this first season. And yeah, dude, like the fishery might shut down permanently for like 3 years to preserve the crabs, you know, because they're taking too many out of there. And like it's the end of the show finally. After like 28 seasons or something. God
damn, it's been like.
The Seriously, Simpsons.
Is watching people crab really that fucking entertaining? It's really not.
I find it highly entertaining. In fact, one of the my favorite. this is gonna sound weird, but my favorite captain, one of them, is like he reminds me of you so much, dude. The mega fader, like badass, but like, dude, he just shreds the crab and. Josh Harris, Time Bandit, or not? Sorry, Cornelia Marie is DJ Gower.
Shouts out to Urban Roots Brewing. Actually, Mrs. Gower hooked me up with the last of the Urban Roots All the Way Up Unfiltered IPA.
Oh, that's amazing! Like to give a shout out to Hen House.
Oh yeah,
Lagunitas. I went to both.
You go to Lagunitas for some food and a pint, and then you go across the street to Hen House to take some four packs home.
Yep, that's exactly what we did, and it was amazing. Here's a little cliffhanger. There was a beer there from Santa Rosa that was inspiring to my childhood, which I would have wish I would have bought the shirt. I don't know why, because we were just in a hurry to get there and stuff, you know. But I should have bought the shirt. Fuck. It was pretty expensive. Anyway,
for that beer, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was, the beer was also like 20 something bucks, but it was just pretty cool, like the whole what it was. Anyway, we're going to play some more music right now. This is The Beachcomber. Thanks for listening to us, the 7 listeners that do. Here we go. Rhyme.
Surf, sand, and freedom.
Hey, yo, Dada, why don't you hit him with one of them motherfucking gangster-ass videos?
This beach city, nigga, huh? What? This beach city, nigga, huh? What? This beach city, nigga, huh? What? This beach city, nigga.
Beach city, streets gritty. If that ain't the truth, bottle no diddly. Fake niggas, switch rulers. Like a bad bitch on the track, sag gon' put suits. Sex maneuver, there's a shoulder. Long Beach, he softest, that's the movement. What you know about it, don't doubt it. You'll never read about it cause you're dead black.
Bang my city we bang. This ain't nothing but a Long Beach thing. All my niggas, they got my back. Talk that shit and I'ma peel your crap.
TC's on my back, all yellow, still a hat. Not from Pittsburgh, Long Beach, where my niggas at? Where we do it over max, overheating your thermostat. Immediate response team ain't worried about you getting back. Now let me state the facts, you rentable niggas. We choose a few and make them artifacts. I'm telling you niggas, ship a nigga off the god like I'm mailing you niggas. Then re-up with my plug to spin a couple grand, nigga.
Look, peak script. Word to my nigga Trey D. I represent the city of nothing but grips. The homies tucking they fists. And you know we always ready for beef. But is you ready for me? SD. I'm talking about west of the east. I'm talking about driving by and banging your street. I'm speaking about nothing but truth. Every time I spit a verse in the booth, I leave it at eight just cause you know how I do. What? Bro.
This beach city, nigga. Huh? What? This beach city, nigga. Huh? What? This beach city, nigga. Huh? What? This beach city, nigga.
What? East side to the west side. North side with low ride, beach city life. Blue Chuck Taters dabbing up the homie solid. Set a boulevard, smash it into 300 honest. When I tell them all to pay up, then back to the hustle, we gon' bubble, get your weight up. East side, Long Beach, but fuck with all the flavors. Now lay the gators blowing Garcia Vegas.
Bang my city, we bang.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing but a Long Beach thing.
Woo.
All my niggas, they got my back.
100.
Talk that shit and I'ma peel your crap.
This beach city, no other city can't fuck with it. Game bank with the best, you can't fuck with him. Out here, really trained to go. Rich rolling, get money. Fuck pretty hoes, this cutthroat in my trap. Granny whipping the dope from a city of crippin'. So don't get caught slipping. Hit you up with the curb. Now it's no living, and I mean it. Rest in peace to the competition.
Look, LB snap back to the back. Rip the third, nigga. Glasses in the backpack. Strapped, I'm a nerd, nigga. Sandals on my feet, cause the surf just blocks away in the turf like the surf. From the down to 69th. Great. Go watch a dolphin while you popping off a blue pill. Bang from young to grown, so the av like Blue Hill. Shit's real, triple set like HB. Cats and Cortez, ruthless city by the sea.
Look, Long Beach, a city back, nigga, turn it up. I be on the landing, banging with the burner tuck. I'm from the city where if you got a chain, they stick you up. If I call it boulevards, they be pulling up. If I call it 20 Crips, Snoop gon' load us up. I did a mission with the 80s out of foreign truck. I got the city on my neck and it's on my gut. Robin G's and Louis Belts. I'm 18, I got a Beamer, fuck riding the bus. You ain't fucking with nobody, you ain't riding with us. I ain't never taught nothing, but I was taught the bus. I'm job a low, tell my niggas north side up.
Bang my city, we bang. This ain't nothing but a Long Beach thing. All my niggas, they got my back. Talk that shit, I'ma feel your
shit that changed up. Now the young homies run the set. It's full fledged, got your body over disrespect. I'm on the block going hard cause I can't get a check. As any nigga I'm around, I'm a fucking threat. We going hard in the beach, banging with the best. Life support, I had your mama and your dad stressed. You don't know pain until you put someone to rest. I'm from the city of the hardheads, so niggas flex.
Blue chucks with the blue city. Holes on my doggy dog dick cause I stack plenty. Yeah, about to blow up and talk of landmines. Mr. International Worldwide. You don't run a block if you don't sew it up. And you ain't from the hood if you don't throw it up. The Long Beach movement, we don't give a fuck. Long Beach niggas don't give a fuck.
This beach city, nigga. Huh? What? This beach city, nigga. Huh? What? This beach city, nigga. Huh? What? This beach city, nigga.
Yeah, welcome to Long Beach. The beach city movement, man. This is some groovy shit right here, man. Got the east side, insane babies. got the 20s, TLCs, Dirty Bird Gang, got the Northside, Vitals, Westside Rolling 80s, all coming together for one cause. Beach City, making that good music, keeping it hood, and ending all of that ignorance that we've been going through for years. Yeah, as a unit. Beach City, nigga.
I want to see you in a bathing suit.
I'd like to see you in New York.
Bye. can never go home. You will take your car to work. I'll take my board. And when you're out of view, I'm still a coach. You take your car. I'll take my board. You take your car. I'll take my board.
Let's go!
Go to Hawaii, Hawaii. Go to Hawaii, Hawaii. Oh, dear, you wanna come along with me?
We're gonna have some fun in the sun. We're gonna shoot the tube. I'll do it for you. My pack, I love a new outlook. New York Isle is covered by graves. Concrete piles, blue play my way. Tropic caves, pineapple sky. Perfect way, hurricane eye. In the sun. It's for everyone in the sun. We're gonna have some fun in the sun. We're gonna shoot the tube. I'll do it for you.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave, catch
everyone
a wave.
Tries a world.
Those who don't just have to put it down.
You paddle out, turn around and raise, and baby, that's all there is to the coastline craze. You gotta catch a wave.
Episode 276.
Coming at ya. So, when I was a kid, I lived in a podunk town. We went to this place, the last record store in Santa Rosa, and the boom of 90s punk, like Green Day and stuff. They had every punk tape ever. From NoFX to No Use for a Name to like Pennywise, the obscure ones, to like Minor Threat, to all in this big case, and we were like, I don't know, 14 or 30, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, and I would always just buy the tapes. So anyway, make a long story short, this was the next record store beer from Hen House in collaboration with this someone that worked there, opened a new record store. So they made a beer in honoring the record store.
Oh, that's cool.
Because the other one went out of business. And
right.
So anyway, we went to it like probably 4 years ago, and it changed locations. It was on the Santa Rosa Junior College campus, or like right next to it, and like super small. The last record
store. And now it's in downtown, right?
No, the old one was in downtown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Did you ever go there?
It was pretty cool. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, nice, nice. So now, I guess now there's a new one in like a similar location in the next record store. I don't know. It was pretty cool. It was delicious beer, too. It's like...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Good stuff, and I definitely wouldn't have the albums I did, you know, at that time if it wasn't for that store.
Man, if it was... I mean, honestly, like, I cannot... Like, for the life of me, like, I understand digital music and the ability to just, like, download an album and not have to go anywhere, right? But that's the music you know about. Like, that was the whole point of a record store. It was, like, you got walked into the record store and you were exposed like a fucking newborn baby into the world of all this other shit.
Yeah, right? So it was so like surreal, man. It was
the
crazy.
The guy that worked there is playing some weird obscure shit. And they're like, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's Herbie Hancock. What's Herbie Hancock? You know? And so that was the beauty of it. You know, I mean, I worked at a record store. I worked at Aftershock in Chico.
I remember so, that.
You know, I can tell you, you know, I mean, I had a famous musician come into my store Victor Wooten.
Nice.
From Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. And I was like playing Buckethead or something like that in the background. And he's like, hey man, what are you listening to right now? That's super cool. I dig that. Like it was like Buckethead or Tim Reynolds or I don't know, something obscure. But like,
yeah, that's great.
He super dug it and was like, oh yeah, hey, I got it right here. It's on this thing. And he bought one of their albums. Like,
nice.
Boom. And that's what a record store was intended to be. So that's what I love about beach towns, is that a lot of beach towns actually have record stores or music shops of some nature still.
Streetlight Records in Santa Cruz, another awesome one.
Hell,
I'm sure you've been there. DJ Gower's getting harassed.
All on to me, bro.
He's podcasted too long and you gotta keep the wives happy. They're pretty unruly at this point in all everyone's life. I think it's the pandemic, man.
It's dinner time. That's why.
Okay. All right. We're gonna play some more music. Here it comes. The Beachcomber Rhyme. Just kidding, wives. You're not that unruly.
The High Tide of Treason.
We'll invite your mother.
Thank you, Mr. Moondog.
I'm trying to uncover my connection with the world.
Just follow me, my friend.
Let's go, man.
Is he a good pilot?
Mom, man, you got glaucoma in both his eyes.
It's perfect.
Well, I love it when a plan comes together.
Let's hit it, baby.
Stop, damn!
You was acting like a little fuckboy for a minute.
You want to shoot something, shoot this shit here.
Okay.
Now I got to feed my coke-addicted parrot.
Yeah, set him up.
Coca!
Meet you from the outside. That's just how it's been.
flames, let it burn my back, let it shear through my thighs, I'll feel wide, wide open, let the sun burn my eyes, let it burn my back, at the beach in my dreams, but you're still, you're never gonna stop me, you're never gonna stop me, you're never gonna stop me, you're never gonna stop, king of the beach.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more desolate than I was hoping it would be.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's still really great. Oh, Charlie, there's all kinds of rides and games and opportunities to win stuffed toys.
Yeah, man, the boardwalk is a blast, man. But it is under the boardwalk where the action really happens. Trust me, pal. Yeah.
Oh, what's down there?
Oh, Charlie, come on.
Under the boardwalk where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie, this is going to knock your socks off. You never know who you're going to run into, what they're going to be doing. You love the bridge.
Yeah.
This is a lot like being under the bridge of a thing.
Well, it's way better than that. The under the boardwalk is a magical place, man. I have a special place in my heart because I had my first kiss down here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Oh, dude, all kinds of romantic shit happens. Oh, God!
Romances that happen under here?
I don't want to see anything else like that. You know what? I'm out of here because it's you guys who gotta go.
You get out of here.
Yeah, you get out of here.
Get out of here, Charlie.
Son of a bitch.
am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees. I will try to shake away this disease. We could live beside the ocean.
Episode 276.
Mahalo, motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, beach towns are pretty cool. Some of them I hate, some of them I love. I'd like to give a shout out to Trinidad's, obviously awesome, but Crescent City, one of the most ghetto ones of all time.
Ooh, yeah. That's,
I fucking love that place. The Trees of Mystery.
Yeah.
$100 hotel. Pelican Bay, right? Is right next to it. There, or which one? If there's like a mega prison, like right there too.
yeah. It's not Pelican Bay though, but yeah.
San Quentin.
No, San Quentin's in the bay.
It's one. It is Pelican Bay. Bay. Yeah. It's fucking gnarly.
It's
a desolate ocean beach at your fingertips every time you go there.
And then just like super trashers everywhere, like. Trasher hippies, trasher mountain people, trasher white trash, like trashers, trasher fucking meth heads. Like, it's great. Yeah, it's super awesome.
I'd say Eureka's worse. But I also think of, like, have you ever been to Arcata?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
the entitled hippie, like, snooty hippie fucks, like. Fuck that place.
So, like, I've been grown on this land for three generations, man.
That's right. And the ocean towns, Highway 1, it's awesome. And the beaches.
Shouts out to, I think it's like Hulu or Netflix for the like Death Mountain documentaries about Humboldt County. And like, there's like some fucking stupid Bigfoot documentary that's actually about Humboldt County fucking weed growers. Like, the Emerald Triangle and Netflix documentaries are just like the perfect pairing.
That's great. And like to give a shout out to this. Like, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like those dudes that are total fucking recluse redneck fucking, like, ride around on ATVs with bandanas over their face and, you know, a bag of lime and a shovel on the back of the ATV and a shotgun on their hip. Like, it's the best.
The drug cartels have taken over. Anyway, my former coworker, he was born and raised in Eureka and went to Humboldt State, and he took a class that was on the weed economy. And he worked at this rental place, like, in high school, and these guys just bought all the rental equipment, like, $400,000 worth in cash. I think we want that tractor, and we want this, and then, like, the owner was like, yeah, I'm, like, so cool with it, and he's like, what is happening? Like, who are these people? Like, they haven't been in civilization for, like, a months, you know.
That's amazing.
Another story that I always think about is the rail cars. Did you ever hear about that one in Humboldt where they buried the rail cars and there was like 12 of them or something? They eventually got caught growing weed.
Oh yeah, that'd
be crazy, dude.
Yeah, they bury the rail cars underground and then cover them with lights and cover the lights with dirt.
Fucking crazy, man. And
yeah
dude,
You grow like 150, 200 plants in a rail car, too.
I know, and there's 12 of them. And they were doing it for like 10 years at least. They must have been like millions, dude. Think about it.
Well, the other thing, too, was, you know why they did it? It's because all the black helicopters of the fucking government and DEA that were up there trying to fuck with them did thermal imaging, because cannabis sends off a way higher heat signature than anything else around it. And so they would just fucking heat signature shit, and they'd find big grow patches and go fucking tear them up. And so they outsmarted them, and they buried the shit underground and fucking couldn't find it for like over a decade.
So crazy. And yeah, the beach, man, what a weird... Yeah, the beach towns are fucking weird as hell.
You know, the, like, speaking of weed and beach towns, it's like such the biggest misconception, right? Like, everyone thinks that everybody in a beach town smokes weed.
Oh, no. There's such, like, uppity, like, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Like, hardcore
Karens. Yeah, Dana Point, California, like, comes to mind.
Yeah, like... The regulations state that you have to use eggshell white, and you used abalone white.
I live in one of those dystopian nightmare HOAs right now.
Yeah.
Saw a video on Reddit where the entire community just revolted against the HOA, like every resident, and they were just attacking them and like...
There's yeah. this revolt.
He tried to find this person. So we got a warning for leaving our cans on the street. And some guy left his can on the street. And then, like, some lady was like, well, he can just put it in his garage and then leave it back for 2 days. Put it in his garage. Leave it. He's like, no, he can't. And he's all, yeah, he can. It's in the bylaws and blah, blah, blah. And just like, these people were like, we're just fucking hammering them to nothing.
Great.
All right, beach. Wish I could hang with you tonight, man. But you gotta go service the fam. I get it. All right, here we go. The beach plumber.
We're gonna go eat some surf and turf, bro.
This is the beach plumber closing out the show. Ryan.
And bronze and treason.
See you. DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.